Today's show is sponsored by Ritual. Ritual created a smarter vitamin with the 9 essential ingredients women lack most. Choose clean ingredients that are backed by science and sign up now at ritual.com/lasts.
How's it going, guys? I'm Jeff.
I'm Alyssa.
And welcome to the Love That Lasts podcast, where we talk about faith, culture, and answer your questions. Babe, that little thing in the beginning, you were perky. That was good.
Well, that's what we're supposed to be.
I know. You're excited. Guys, we're excited. We're back with another show. We're back at it again with the white vans. I'm going to say that every episode. Guys, I'm not going to tell you what we're naming it, but we're not going to be the Love That Lasts podcast for that much longer. Like, we're going towards the tail end of we're going to rebrand soon. Oh, cat's out of the bag. So we're not going to be this for much longer. So if you want to, you know, I won't be able to say welcome to Love That Lasts podcast. I won't be able to do that much longer.
Sad. No one understood what you just said.
Okay, let's start with the hurricane. Guys.
We're going to be rebranding. So we have a new name.
You what?
When are we going to reveal it?
Probably a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come fall. Which, by the way, last week I went into Starbucks to order a drink. And I said, do you know when your pumpkin spice lattes come in? Because I've been craving them all month.
Yeah.
This pregnant girl cannot wait for all things pumpkin. And he said in a couple weeks. But usually, doesn't it usually come out in August?
I don't think so.
I feel like I remember it coming out the end of August, like this next week.
That'd be summer spice latte.
I know, but he said it probably won't be till September. So if you know people, all the white girls of America, please let me know.
Basic white girls.
Basic white girls. Thank you.
And basic white boys would be like Fortnite or something.
What's Fortnite?
It's like a video game craze right now. I can do all the dances. That's all you need to know.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, the hurricane.
Guys, we'll talk about
stuff. It's called Hurricane
Lane, I think. Lane.
Like from Gilmore Girls?
Yeah. Guys, it's pretty frequent where like hurricane scares, not even scares. Like it's just like basically like
we're
a tiny island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And so hurricanes kind of pass next to us or around us decent amount. So they give you warnings, be prepared. It can change course, etc. And so there's one right now, but it does seem like it actually will like not hit us, but yeah, like we might be in for it for a couple of days of like, you know, pretty stormy, trashy, bad weather that just like is, you know, like where it's sideways rain and crazy and kind of some streets like low key flood. But yeah, but I feel like a lot of people like, but it's like,
and
no,
welcome to the podcast today.
I know, but,
well, we were just talking about how it's, interesting to us how people react differently.
No, I think most of Maui overdoes it a little. I think most of Maui overdoes it just a little. It's like people act like we're about to die. And I'm like, y'all, like, but we mean you were just talking about this. So like one of the main, in all honesty though, like usually, and it's happened once or twice since we lived here, like the power will go out for a day or whatever. Cause power, like the infrastructure here is a lot. Hawaii is awesome, guys, but the infrastructure, especially in some of the country islands, basically outside of Oahu is, and probably actually outside of Honolulu, some parts of Oahu, it's not the best. So, like, power does go out a little easier than it should and stuff like that.
But I don't feel like it's any different than Washington.
Well, no. I think, actually, it went out more in Washington. Yes. Because we actually lived in a little bit more, like, backwoodsy parts.
That's true. We just had our power go out all the time in Washington. Jeff and I were just talking
about it. And so, I feel like we're used to it. And here's the thing, guys. In Washington, it would go out in winter.
Yeah.
Like, I remember times where,
snow.
Yeah, we're going to bed where it's, like, 40 degrees outside and you feel it.
Yes.
And so... And it would be off for like a week. When here, I think the longest we've had it off is like maybe like 15 hours.
I feel like.
Yeah, I think we had to like wake up. It was, whoa, yeah. But so I don't know. It's just like people, it's just hilarious. Like, well, maybe we're just used to it. But I also don't want to.
Or naive.
No, I don't think I'm not naive though, especially, and we're going to talk about this in a sec, guys, because I know you guys wanted to talk about the Enneagram again more.
Jeff's never naive because he's an eight.
What I was going to say, like. I'm like prepare, and I'm not a doomsday guy, and I'm also not the like anxious, like we got to have everything ready, have a plan guy. I just feel like I'm just kind of try to stay. I think eights just kind of are on top of it. Like I just feel like, yeah, we got what we need.
Well, nothing really, what's that saying?
Nothing really overwhelms. Ruffles your feathers. Yeah. And I feel like because eights are a little bit more investigators, a little bit more, they're not fives, but they like, you know, like information, like to have the facts that I was just like, I'm like, yeah, I think that goes with saying that. I think it goes that like we just have, like we're usually like not caught off guard and prepared. And so I feel like, yeah, I don't have like a doomsday kit, but we have what we need to have and we'll be okay. And I mean, having gas stove and all that stuff is actually pretty awesome because it makes it really easy to cook.
I think the hardest part will be if we lose power It's supposed to be really humid here.
Yeah, and the air conditioning.
I don't know how we're going to sleep without AAC.
Yes.
And fans.
Yes.
So that part could be totally miserable.
Yes.
But other than that, I feel like, you know, I feel like my bigger fear here, living here, is if there's a huge tsunami that just wipes us out, like on one of those movies.
Yes.
Or if there's a really bad earthquake. But the hurricanes, but then again, I'm like totally naive. Like, I know lots of hurricanes that hit Florida and stuff that are terrible, so...
No, yeah, totally. Like, a hurricane is serious and can destroy.
But oftentimes when they say hurricane in Maui, it's just like a normal rainy winter day in Washington.
It's math and it's probability, right? Because we're so tiny in the middle of a gigantic 2,000 miles, like, radius ocean.
And we're blocked by the Big Island.
Yeah. So that then, like, it just has to, from waves and tsunamis, that, like, it just has to be so bullseye or else it just kind of misses us. But
yeah. So... if you're listening to this podcast, be praying for Maui.
Yeah.
Because the hurricane's supposed to hit, what, Thursday? Wednesday?
I think Maui's Thursday night. Thursday. I think it'll actually be in the middle of the night, so that'll be interesting. Because we might wake up with no power or wake up. Whenever we lost power once in the middle of the night, and I think I woke up, like, really hot. That's how I knew we lost power, is I was like, dang. Here's what's crazy, too. I'm writing a chapter on silence right now. And it's funny how you think you can be in a silent room until the power goes out. And what I mean by that is, like, I remember being... I was up.
It was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, I was up for some reason. It was like 5 a.m. though or something.
I think it was like,
I was up, like, where I was awake. And I must have gone to the bathroom or whatever. And the power went out while I was just, like, falling back asleep. And so you would say your room's dead silent. But when the power goes off, you hear kind of this... everything goes down. You're like... whoa, that's how much white noise was in the room?
Right. Well, it's almost like, you know, when it snows and everything just is really quiet. Because
it's all muffled, yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite when it snows. But it was almost like that. The fan and the air conditioning went off and the kids' monitors.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway.
So let's talk about the Enneagram. And the reason I want to talk about it some more is, you got blown up last week. So first of all, guys, if you supported Finding Freedom, thank you. If you listen to that podcast, thank you. Let's talk about that real quick and then let's talk about the Enneagram.
Okay.
So, guys... tell them how excited it was, how awesome it was. And we want to hook you guys up with the discount because one of the things you guys said is, I want it, but I can't afford it. Or I'm saving up, so we want to hook you guys up. I'll tell them that in a sec. Just tell them about it and how, like, the week was and how exciting it was.
Okay, well, the week was, like, such a highlight week. It was almost like, I was telling Jeff this morning, I almost feel like, you know, when you go to camp and it's just really wonderful, like a camp high. It just was, it was like one of the best weeks ever. And in light of the last... 5 months, they've just been hard, not in like a terrible way, but just like a lot of spiritual warfare and being pregnant and fighting a lot of insecurities and lies myself. And so then to have a week that was just like so exciting and so just full of peace and excited to finally have the product out there and to hear people's hearts and how it just resonated with them and how they've been wanting that message. It just to see how like full circle of what the Lord has been doing and why the spiritual warfare has been going on. And it was just so, so cool. And so then, you know, wake up Monday morning just feeling a little of the blues because
it was such an awesome week.
But that's such an awesome week.
That's when you know you had a good week, when the next week just can't live in the same glory.
So I'm working through the post-book blues. But it just was so cool. And I feel like, you know, the whole concept of the workbook and video series is freeing women to really know who they are in Christ, what their identity is, to have victory over their body image, to fight the lies that we believe that are thrown at us all the time, indiscreetly and discreetly. Is that the right words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I totally lost my train of thought. My pregnancy brain is really... kicking in these last few days. I have no idea what I was gonna say. Anyway, it was just really cool to be a part of getting that message out. And that's what I was gonna say. And I feel like when I pray about it, when, you know, the last 5 months that I've been praying for this project and for women to read it and girls to read it and go through it, I really sense in a way that I never have in my life before, I really sense the Spirit moving, and I get goosebumps every time I pray about it because I really feel like God is moving in this generation of, I don't even want to say generation, just this like era of women from, you know, 12 years to 70 years old.
Yeah.
Just to like live freely and really just be free of these lies and insecurities and fight well and know how beautiful they are and wonderfully made they are, and to take hold of their unique giftings and qualities and callings and identities and really live in what God has for them and has for you. And when I think about it, I just sense God moving, and it's the coolest thing. I don't even know how to put it into words. I just really get goosebumps every time I think about it and pray about it. So it's so cool that the book is finally out. And even this last week when, you know, I was talking about fighting freedom and doing the Facebook Live with you guys and posting things about it, multiple times I was on Instagram, people that I follow, they were posting things about body image that were totally unrelated to finding freedom. Like the night before, someone had posted about healing from an eating disorder and how common it is in our culture today and with women. And then like a few days later, it was another person. It's just been like the Lord is moving in this way with or without me in this project. And so I feel like that's really cool too, just to see how big God is and how he really is moving.
Yeah.
And I get to be a little part of it.
Yeah, no, that's true. And guys, it's been super, super fun just to watch Alyssa bloom in that, to have that launch week for her project, to see you guys be so encouraged by it. But we want to hook you guys up, like I said. So use the, I think it's a Freedom Podcast. Guys, I'm bad with our coupon codes. Try that, see if it works. I think it is. I think it's Freedom Podcast.
For what, 20%
I don't
off?
Even know what, I forgot.
$20 off, 20%
off? I think it was like, yeah. I think it was 10 or 15 maybe.
You're really selling it, babe.
Guys, just go try it. I think it works.
And it'll, just type in free and you'll get it for free.
Yeah, and it'll give you, and
Freedom
and just,
Podcast.
And it's not just a workbook, guys. I think some people were like, oh, you know, $60 for, you know, a workbook. But yeah, workbooks are like, you know, usually like $29 at Lifeway or whatever. But this is pretty much an e-course where there's full, you know, curriculum that you can watch for yourself or in a group setting.
And you can't buy the book without the videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Series.
And we paired together. We just thought that was really important to not divide the two, that the videos are just as important with her and Sadie. Mm-hmm. And so you actually get a lot, I think, for the value with the private Facebook group and all that stuff. So findingfreedomworkshop.com is the site. You can use the podcast or the code Freedom Podcast. And if you want more, we actually have a special private link for the books only. For group settings, if you've already bought the main package for like yourself or for a group. And if you want that, just email us or tweet us. We can let you know how to get that. But basically, we'll give you a private link for books only, which we're not doing that publicly, to people who already have the videos and the workbook or have bought one. So they can do it in a group setting with girls or
whatever. A lot of you were asking to do it as like your Bible study for the fall or whatever, which is awesome.
So we have a special link for $19 for the workbooks.
So just have one person buy the normal package and then send us the email, and we'll then each other person can just buy the workbook alone.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about one of this week's sponsor, and that is They Will Do Anything for Love, and they're reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in couples' lives even happier. So from engagement to wedding to decorating your first home, Zola is there, combining compassionate customer service with modern tools. Now, a couple quick things about Zola. There's over 500,000 couples who have used Zola. They take the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites and save the dates and invitations. I actually wish I had known about it when we got married. Actually, it didn't really matter because Alyssa, if I knew about it, because Alyssa was the one taking care of all that and would have been the one probably doing this anyway, since she did it with did 90% of the planning with her and her mom. But Zola would have been awesome for them to use. So they have free guest addressing, free matching envelopes, friendly prices for invites. They have over 100 beautiful save the date and invitation designs. They even have free wedding websites. So you can match, say, your save the dates and the invitations to a website of your choice with over 100 designs of the websites as well. And you can even register with Zola, which is awesome. You can get gifts from KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Sonos, Airbnb, and you can create a honeymoon fund. It is awesome. So we want to hook you guys up. So sign up at Zola.com/Jeff and Alyssa to get 30% off your save the dates and your invitation order. Again, that's Zola.com, Zola.com/Jeff and Alyssa to get 30% off your save the dates and your invitation orders. Take care.
So my favorite thing is when Jeff and I registered for our wedding.
I just wanted to shoot the gun.
Yeah, he had the gun and he pretty much shot everything without even thinking if we really needed it. And so then I had to go back for the next like 2 months and like delete like silently because, you know, you're engaged. So yeah. You don't want to just like tell the other person yet. Delete the items that we really didn't need. And I remember, okay, this is the best part.
What I registered for?
Just a bunch
like,
of things.
I mean, those things that like, yeah, that you.
I don't remember what I deleted, but this is the best part. I remember at my bridal shower. One of my bridesmaids got me like a really cute robe.
Yeah.
And then maybe something else. And then she got like a cosmetic mirror, you know, thinking that I had registered for it. But yeah. Actually, I was laughing because I was like, what? I didn't register for that. And then I remembered Jeff registered for it because he needed it to cut his hair. Yep. And so we just all
forgot
were,
about that.
We all were laughing.
Yeah, because I cut my own hair, guys. So I have to be able to see the back of my head. Mm-hmm. The side of, I cut it today. And I used that mirror we had because we broke the one. I forgot the one we broke, but.
Yeah, how did it? I don't remember how.
Okay, but tell everyone about the Enneagram. We're halfway in, and here's why.
There's so much we want to cover.
You got so many messages of people that said like, "Oh, I'm a 9-2. I don't know a ton of women 9s."
Yeah.
So talk about that of like why you think maybe that and some people. I think I can't remember because I don't remember that I was talking about a couple weeks ago, but people kind of were like, "Oh, tell me like what do you mean or tell me more." I think we blazed over it, so maybe just kind of say what it is. And
even last night, I was looking at one of the girls DM'd me and said, "What is the Enneagram? I've never even heard of that." Yeah. So can you paraphrase it in two sentences because you're so good at that?
However many sentences.
Can you paraphrase?
I would say essentially it's a way to know yourself, your weaknesses. I would not call it a personality test, but if you want to call it that, I won't be mad at you. but essentially what it is it's kind of like a wiring test. It's one of the best self-awareness tools I've ever seen. There's only 9 numbers. So you can be a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9. You have wings, you have triads, all these other things. But essentially what it is it's in a deep, deep spiritual. What I like is it's really spiritual and really deep and really
fluid.
No, I mean, it's fluid, but like you're usually a number and then you stay a number.
No,
fluid,
but
mean
it's
you
not
like
you're put in a box either.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, most of all my really close friends are 2s, but I would say they're all very different.
Yeah.
But they all have similarities with how like what motivates them in life.
Yeah, so what it comes down to, guys, is motivation and your core self. So mm-hmm. the 9 numbers try to bring you to a level of self-awareness about your core self and your core motivations, meaning what is the thing that actually makes you tick and drives you? And that does not mean that that's your personality on the outside, right? Because like I'm an 8 and I know other 8s that are nothing like me because it has nothing to do with personality. So,
or if you're introvert or extrovert.
Now you see similarities, but yeah.
It's not about that. Yes. It's about like, yeah, what motivates you in your life? And then it's a lot about, it's encouraging, but it's also a lot about like, your deadly sin and your weaknesses. But I think that's so helpful because then it talks about how your healthy self looks like and what your unhealthy self looks like. And so in any given day, we go to and from our healthy and unhealthy selves. And I think it's so helpful to like know the Enneagram and to study it because it just gives you a lot of awareness.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I'm feeling like this. This is an unhealthy part of my number. Why am I feeling like this right now? Oh, it's because this is going on. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to do this to like correct myself or whatever. So it's really helpful. And I meant fluid just like in any given day, you can be unhealthy, healthy. You move up and down. You work through it. And I feel like it gives a lot of hope because it's not like a lot of personality tests or types or whatever. It's like it puts you in a box and then you can use it as an excuse.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Well, I'm not going to change because I'm a da 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 da. Where this is like, oh, these are areas in my life that need to change. And here's what my healthy self looks like.
Exactly.
So we really love the Enneagram. We don't recommend taking the test, but if you want to, then that's cool. But we do recommend reading The Road Back to You. And what's the Sacred Enneagram?
Yep.
The Path Between Us.
Yeah, I would say start with the books. The cool part about it is because it's a little bit more deeper and spiritual and a test can help. And like, but I know you just take it and you usually get different numbers and you kind of gets you in your close to wheelhouse. But I think the best way to understand your number, and this I think shows you the depth of the test and that it's not like mathematical and it's more spiritual, is literally just read everything on it. Read all the numbers, listen to all the podcasts, read. There's like 3 or 4 kind of centered books that are the main books. Read them all and you'll definitely know your number after that.
And it may take time, but do it with your spouse if you're married or a really close friend or your mom or whatever. So anyway, so Jeff is an 8 with a 9 wing. and I am a 9 mm-hmm. with a 1 wing. And so a 9 is called a peacemaker, yeah. which basically is not necessarily that I'm a peacemaker between people or anything like that, but just yeah. like my motivation in life is to avoid all conflict. And I spend a lot of energy to make sure there is no conflict in myself, in my surroundings, with other people, with yeah. my family members. So that's kind of like, which may sound depressing, but that's kind of like who I am.
Yeah.
And then a 1 wing is more of like the teacher, reformist, idealist. So I, you know, work on that. So that's who I am. But I was just, it was so interesting because I feel like our community here of people I know here, I feel Jeff is an 8. I feel like most of my friends, my really close friends are 2s, maybe a 6. And then a couple of my friends, really close friends, husbands are 9s. Which has been fun, but I just was like, wow, I don't know any girl 9s. Yeah. Although I did find out one woman here who is a 9. I just need to talk to her. So I was just asking if anybody else is a 9. So it's so funny that so many of you DM'd me and said, I'm a 9 too, a girl 9, but I don't really know any other girl 9s. So I don't know if it's just that we're more rare or...
But I also feel like, do you know a bunch of guy 9s?
I do, though. That's the funny thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
So...
Well, we know a couple. Yeah, yeah.
But isn't it funny? Okay, if you are married, I don't know if this is common to you, but isn't it funny how, like, I feel like a lot of my best friends are similar to Jeff, and then apparently I'm similar to their spouse. So it's just funny yeah, how that works I know, a lot of the times.
Like,
yeah.
I know a lot of marriages where, yeah, exactly.
So I do know a couple guy 9s.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I just wanted to, like, sit down and talk to a girl 9 and just kind of find the similarities. Because we were at a dinner party. This is before we did the podcast, and I was talking to the husband who was a 9, and there were so many similarities, but I was like, yeah. I want to talk to, like, a girl and, you know, like, do go more in depth with that. So, anyway.
No, that's good.
There's no insight whatsoever there. I'm just sharing you. I'm just sharing with you, but I think.
To wrap up this podcast, let's talk about.
Did you want to add anything to the Enneagram?
No.
That was it?
People just wanted to hear from you.
But I had nothing to say.
I got no messages on it. You got a million.
What? I had nothing to add. I don't feel like I added to anyone's joy today.
Hey guys, so you guys wrote us a bunch about it. You wrote us. So this next
Everyone
week,
just said me too.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't really any questions.
Specific questions, message us.
Hey guys, I'm really excited to tell you about this new company I found called Ritual. And they are all about supplying you with vitamins and all the things that we lack in our body that we need. And they are the best company for it. And I think I love them so much because I really want to take vitamins. I know that I lack things in my diet and I really value vitamins. But sometimes it's hard to know which company is best or which ones are the best to take. And Ritual, I feel like, is the trustworthy company that I can go to. And I know that I'm getting everything I need and their vitamins are legit. They just help me to make healthy choices. They fill in the gaps of my diet and it helps me to remember it every day. I love them so much. They sent it to us in the mail and it's been super easy. They're vegan, sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free, made in the USA without synthetic fillers or colorants. And the best part I feel like is they actually taste good. They're mint scented with an enriched tab with pure peppermint oil. So that's delicious. You can visit their website to learn more and why every ingredient is beneficial to where it's sourced. This is what you need to know. They're subscription-based, no gap in nutrient levels. It's $30 a month and delivered right to your door. So how easy is that? You don't miss a day because it's just on a subscription. And if you forget a few days, you can snooze your order until you catch up. So the best part is we have a really easy way for you guys to order it. All you have to do is go to ritual.com/last, L-A-S-T-S. And it's so great because 95% of women don't get the vitamins and minerals we need on a daily basis. And so Ritual created a smarter vitamin with the 9 essential ingredients women lack most. So yes, I need this. And the fact that it's catered to women is so awesome. So choose clean ingredients. It's backed by science. Sign up now at ritual.com/last, L-A-S-T-S.
Let's talk about, let's just finish with a couple minutes about what we were talking about this morning of kind of just how would you describe this season third? Or I mean, how you would describe it, I think, is third trimester. Enough said. For real. But no, yeah. What would just talk about a little bit of like it's getting a little harder, you know, in the tail end of pregnancy. I think your energy's down, hormones, etc. Family life. We got things. We got projects. But you're super inspiring to me with how you live in that. So talk about that. Talk about that. What are you laughing at?
You're being very sweet. So pretty much, I kind of had a meltdown last night. You know when you have a meltdown, it's just like, you know, it's all hormonal. I know none of the guys know what that's like.
I totally
have. Any girl, there. Especially if you've been pregnant in the third trimester. And we were supposed to work last night, and I asked Jeff, I go, babe, I don't think I can work tonight. Can we just like...
No, this is what happened, guys. So we were supposed to shoot a podcast. This podcast, we're shooting this Tuesday afternoon, and that's fine. We usually up shoot them sometimes and upload them on Tuesday. But usually we shoot like the day before on Monday, so I can have some time to edit, whatever. Now, Alyssa was... So what we do is put the kids down at 6:30, and then like right when she comes downstairs at 7, we try to shoot it so that we can kind of be back on the couch resting and reading a book or her watching Heart of Dixie by like 7:30.
you make me sound so lame.
No. So she texts me while she's still up in Kinsley's room because she brings her phone up there for a timer. Like she sets the timer, and that's how Kinsley knows like kind of bedtime routine's over. And she texts me, and it was like, let me read it.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
No, not it wasn't bad at all. It was really sweet. You this is just what you said. This is real life right here.
Mm-hmm. Guys, let's just say third trimester is kicking my butt like none other. And I won't go into details because it's TMI in all the ways that it can be TMI. But last night I just sent this SOS text to Jeff.
You said, babe, I feel like I just need a night to watch TV and eat. Yep, and it says dash, like pause, maybe even Maui Pie, which is like a restaurant.
My
like
all-time favorite pie. Here.
Can we do that? Can we do the podcast tomorrow? And I said, yeah, that's totally fine. And then your next text was, okay, I want to cry. Get me the peach and raspberry pie.
And I actually did start crying up in the room because I felt so relieved. Like, I just needed my favorite comfort food and totally. My Heart of Dixie. So for funny. All the women out there, you know, and Jeff did. He went and got me my favorite pie, which just blessed my heart. So anyway, we watched Heart of Dixie and I felt much better. But then this morning I woke up.
Yeah, but talk about kind of the.
And I felt super anxious. I don't know if you've ever felt like that before where I couldn't shake it. I felt, and it's not even like I woke up feeling like I had tons to do or there was lots on my to-do plate or I wasn't anxious about the hurricane at all. I just had this sense of anxiety and I couldn't get over it, and I was reading my Bible and I was trying to pray and journal, but it's just like when you can't breathe, you know.
Yep.
And I just, there were things I needed to get done, but it's not like anything urgent, and part of that is my nineness. I have a hard time like prioritizing and just working through things one at a time and checking off my list and being steady about it, or just like I don't necessarily have the mentality of like I'm just going to attack today. Like, that's not me. And so...
It doesn't need to be you.
Yeah, it's just... I'm learning that. It's just not my gifting. So I came to Jeff and I just was like, babe, I just feel really anxious this morning. I can't snap out of it. There's things that I need to do, but I just... Can you help me just... Because Jeff's really good about listening and then saying, okay, let's do this, this, and this. You don't need to do this today. Don't even worry about that. I want you to do this. So he just helped me to really...
But I was proud of you because, guys, so this is a marriage moment where I've asked her for like 5 years. Like, I feel like I'll move the moon for her or whatever those words. Like, I'll lift heaven and earth, all that for her. But she's got to tell me and she's got to ask me before it's like breakdown mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to say, Jeff, I need help. I'm sinking a little these last couple of days, or I'm just anxious, or it's a hard day or whatever. Before, like, you know.
He catches me in the. Or bedroom bawling.
Yeah, or before it's like, hey, can you hand me that? And then, you know, or whatever. So like,
which was last night.
And so, but like if you, and then she did that. She literally, I'm just working this morning, like in my office. I usually work before the kids get up. So I was working in my office like 7 a.m. And she just comes in. I was like, hey, can we talk? And then she's like, I'm feeling a little anxious. I was like, oh, yes. Like, you came to me preemptively. I was so stoked. And I was like, oh, I got this. So I'm just saying, that's a lesson that like, yeah, it goes so much smoother that way.
Yeah, and Jeff was so sweet. Husband of the year just served me. He took the kids all morning, well, for a few hours this morning, and ran all my errands and helped me prioritize the day and told me what to do and what not to do. And I was just really thankful for him.
And I know that's not super real. Like,
I know most marriages cannot do that.
Yeah. But I do think preemptive communication, you can always get creative, right? Mm-hmm. I think like you can use a sick day, or you can send the kids to grandma's, or just I just think whatever. Or maybe it's not even about taking the kids as the answer. Just like, hey, I'm anxious. Can you pray for me? Or it's like this. Can you make dinner tonight? What? Like, there's a ton of ways of that marriages can serve each other. I think it just comes down to, do you preemptively communicate, or do you let your emotion communicate by it boiling over?
Well, and I think most of the time in the past, and most women, we just kind of say like, no, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Today we'll get through it. Like, I'll be fine. I can wait till my husband gets home tonight, or I can wait till my break in 3 days or whatever. But then I feel like whenever I do that, I end up, just me personally, totally, I end up always having a breakdown way before then, or getting bitter, or like just losing it. Totally. And so it was, and I really felt this morning when I was praying about it, I felt like the Lord was telling me like, just go to Jeff, like go tell Jeff how you're feeling. And so it was really, really encouraging.
I think it was a cool learning moment.
Just to have that moment.
Like, if that, like, the feedback loop is like, oh, this works. Like, oh, it really works to talk about you. And I want to encourage marriages out there. Like, I think we don't realize how much we hold in from our spouse. Not in like a hiding secret way, you know, hopefully not. But even if you're at totally transparent, vulnerable state with your spouse, a lot of us don't usually take the burden to our spouse that quickly. But I think there's actually, unless your spouse just like, is not that, you know, like loving or something, most spouses I know want to carry that, want to help the spouse in any way, whether it's emotional, physical, like, you know, like helping out with the day, or emotional, praying for them, talking to them. So I just think, don't be afraid to, like, you know, share how you're really feeling. So, and
again, because God gave you your spouse, and so you're meant to be a team.
Exactly. So be a team, y'all. Be a team.
And I think the fact that I came to you before I was losing it really helped you to enter in with a lot of grace, instead of being like, why are you acting like this? Or what's, you know, like,
Cause I will say, like, I'm not that awesome when you, when you come to me a little bit more at the end of the fuse. Guys, last night, hold on. I'm going to have one example every week of Alyssa messing up a saying. And that was the one last night. Remember? So like, cause guys, remember, you guys are on the podcast, we talk about this all the time, how she's so good at saying sayings, but not correctly, but she doesn't say them, but she says them with confidence. So I think the one she said last night was, instead of like, she's getting short on her fuse or whatever, or her fuse getting short, she said, my wire is getting really short. And I said, what? We're in the kitchen today. I said, what? I was like, I thought she was actually talking about something in real life, because like that, a wire, I was like, is there something on your clothes? Like, what? Is it a part of your clothing? Is it a part of like a sewing? Your wire's getting short? What
fuse.
Is? Yeah. So that was really funny. But yes, you can go now. Talk. You were going to say something.
Oh, is it not important?
Well, it wasn't as important as the fuse thing. But
I was just going to say, for people to have context, I struggle with anxiety, just being anxious, and Jeff tends to not have a lot of understanding.
I struggle with understanding anxious people.
He doesn't get it. And so I think that's why we're talking about this morning. It was so sweet to be able to come to him preemptively. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
And tell him how I was feeling, and for him to meet me where I was at with a lot of grace, instead of being like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, why do you feel like that?
Yeah.
Or like putting me down because I feel like that, or which can happen if you, and it makes sense. If you don't struggle with anxiety, it doesn't make sense why you don't understand why people struggle with anxiety. So anyway, all that to say, just coming to your spouse before it gets too bad, and just sharing how you're feeling.
So, all right, guys. Well, we love you, and we will be back soon. The rebrand's coming soon, which also means we got some more focus on the podcast, some exciting announcements, and we're super, super excited to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, have a great rest of the week. If you live in Hawaii, stay safe from that hurricane.